Alhamdulillah, respected brothers and elders, we are indeed fortunate we have Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib with us. He needs no introduction whatsoever, but we express our heartfelt gratitude to him that he has come here to honor us, inshallah, and he will inspire us today, inshallah. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah blesses him with afiyah, salamati, sihat. Allah crown his efforts with success in this world and the akhirat, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, in today's talk, we will discuss how to protect and promote the honor and integrity of the beloved Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Why are we known by this name as Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and what are our core beliefs? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the ending of Surah Yusuf tells us, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Tell them, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that this is my way, my path. I invite towards Almighty Allah, Ala basiratin, with firm conviction. Ana, I, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa manit taba'ani, and those who imitate me, follow me immaculately. So it shows when we say we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Ahl means we, the people, the Ummah at large. Sunnah refers to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa manit taba'ani refers first and foremost to the jama'ah of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Our belief in a nutshell is, we believe in Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, we believe in all the prophets and messengers alayhimu salatu salam, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, and all the prophets and messengers of Ma'asum, protected from sin by divine protection. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, all of them are mahfuz. What do we mean by this term, brothers? It means that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has forgiven each one of them and promised them Jannatul Firdaus. So that is our unanimous belief. And then we believe in the Awliyaullah, and we accept the four schools of thought, the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali, Hanafi school. So that in a nutshell is what the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah stands for. Today, we have to accept, and we cannot adopt the ostrich mentality of hiding things. There is an open assault against the Sahaba, and I will just use five examples in this talk due to time constraints. Number one, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah unanimously believe he was, he is, he will always be the greatest person to walk on this earth after the prophets alayhimu salatu salam and the messengers selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. But today, People are making statements that he is in Jahannam and he is a person who stole from Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha and so many other false allegations. You, my brothers and sisters, we have to defend the honor of the beloved Sahaba radiallahu an. And whether it goes for our mother Siddiqah bint Siddiq. I have here on my phone, and anybody wants to see it, you're welcome after the Salat. I will show you the type of allegations they have made against Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. There is a TV station known as Fadak TV. I'm sure some of you have heard the name. It belongs to the Shias. And when that Shaykh, la'anahullah, Allah's curse be on him, when he made a lady a Shia, then he told her, before you recite the kalima according to them, you have to recite these words. The whole dialogue discussion is in Arabic, and he tells her, repeat after me, ashhadu anna Aba Bakrin wa Umar wa Usman wa Aisha wa Hafsa finnar. You must say, I bear testimony, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Aisha, Hafsa, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, nakal kufr, kufr nabashid, naklul kufri laysa bi kafirin. So this person, the lady utters the words, and she says, I bear testimony, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Aisha, Hafsa, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, all of them are in Jahannam and in the fire. And then he makes her a Shia, and he says, now you are inshallah going to Jannah. Openly this is being done. And how can we tolerate this and accept this and keep quiet, brothers? Do we know who are the Sahaba? Listen to the virtues of the Sahaba and listen to the warnings which Almighty Allah has mentioned in the Noble Quran, which Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the Ahadith Mubarak. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who was a grand mufti among the Sahaba, used to say, اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيه وإقامة دينه. Allah Jalla wa Ala selected them for the companionship of the Master alayhi salatu salam and to establish this deen on the face of this earth. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it there. Second one, my brothers, let us just see chronologically. MashaAllah, in this masjid, Masjid al-Nur, we can still see the Nur everywhere, MashaAllah. So what happens? We go for Umrah, we go for Hajj, Almighty Allah take us time and again to the Haramain Sharifain and protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa from the enemies. When you are at Mount Safa, then next to Mount Safa, there was the house of the Sahabi known as Dar-e Arqam, Arqam radiallahu anhu's house. That was the first madrasa. That was the house where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala embraced Islam. That was the house for the first time in the history of Islam in unison. In chorus, the Sahaba shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar. Today, Umar radiallahu anhu embraced Islam. So the madrasa started there. After the migration to Medina Munawwara Masjid Nabawi, then you had the concept of a hostel, if you want to use it. The Ashab-e-Suffa, whose numbers were to fluctuate up to 60, 70, sometime more, sometime less. Nevertheless, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the teacher. And the curriculum is Quran and Sunnah. Today is Jumu'ah. Read Surah Jumu'ah, Surah 62, verse 2. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Teach them the Quran, Kareem and the Sunnah. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the teacher. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, male, female, adults and children, the students. The curriculum, the Quran and the Sunnah. And the Darulum, the Madrasa, Dar-e Arqam in Makkah, Masjid Nabawi in Medina Munawwara. Now my brothers, listen attentively. Surah 49, Surah Hujurat, verse number 3. Our Mu'ana Imam Mutala is running a Madrasa. And I go to his Madrasa and I examine them. And all of them pass. So it's a reflection on the wonderful job Mawlana is doing. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of the beloved students of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Sahaba, I gave you the best teacher of all time. You have the best curriculum of all time. You have the best environment of all time, the Quran, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. Examination, Surah 49, verse 3. I'll break up the words so you can understand. The Arabic is easy. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ إِمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Those are the people, Sahaba. Allah took the imtihan and examination. What was the examination all about, brothers and sisters in Islam? About taqwa, Allah consciousness. Not like our so-called taqwa. Ramadan time, we have so many angelic qualities. And weekend come, holiday come, then we have the satanic qualities. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. No. These were Sahaba. Allah Jalla wa Ala put them through this test. In the inner recesses of their hearts, did they have the Allah consciousness? Did they have the piety at all times, all places? Allah announces the results. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is forgiveness. For them is magnificent reward. They pass with flying colors. The time to confer a certificate on them. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. Almighty Allah is pleased with them. And they in turn are pleased with Almighty Allah. Is this for few Sahaba only, as the Shia tell us? Nay. Allah made it clear. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. For all the Sahaba. Let's come down. I told you I'll give you five examples. Number one, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Kone hai Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Sani yasneen ke lakab paane wala. He is the second one of the two. And this is divine text. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 40. Almighty Allah speaks of Siddiq Akbar. It is the journey from Makkah Mukarramah, going to Medina Munawwara, and the route. They stay Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr in Ghari Thawr for 3 days. Almighty Allah describes it. إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ ثَانِيَ ثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, Allah called him the second of the two. They were in the ghar, in the cave, ghar thawr. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr was not concerned of himself. His love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so intense. He said, Ya Rasulallah, if the enemy just have to bend, they will see us. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled and pacifies him. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ. When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells his companion, Allah speaks of him as a sahabi. La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Don't grieve, O Sayyidina Abu Bakr. In Allah's help, Allah's mercy is here with us. Ma'ana. Not only with Nabi alayhi salam, with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. He is laqab paane wala, the second one of the two. In the ghar, in the cave, he is the second of the two. In the journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, he is Thaniya's name. When the children of Medina go to Masjid Quba and ask the people, when the daughters of Banu Najjar walked out, and what did they say? نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِنْ بَنِ النَّجَّارِ يَا حَبَّذَا مُحَمَّدٌ جَارِ. We are the daughters of the Banu Najjar tribe. Today we welcome you, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From today onwards you'll be our neighbor. How elated, excited they were. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is second of the two in the cave. The second of the two right there in the journey for the hijrah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam falls ill. 17 salats on the musalla of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu performs the imamah. No human being will ever have this distinction. Thaniya's name, the second of the two on the musalla of Nabi alayhi salam. Thaniya's name in the khilafah, the first ruler of Islam, Habib Allah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is the first khalif and the second ruler? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. As the Shia, you hate Sayyidina Abu Bakr, but Allah loves him so much. Ya Aba Bakrin, for you we reserve your place. Made you Thaniya's name, even in the qabr. After the qabr of Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is your place, Ya Aba Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu. This is Thaniya's name, my brothers. And today people want to use such unsavory comments of kufr and what against Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu. Sayyidina Umar Farooq, sab aaye. Umar ko bulaya gaya. People, sahaba thi. Sayyidina Umar didn't come. He was invited to come. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes and makes dua. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab o bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar to our side or bring Amr to our side. Amr bin Hisham is the name of Abu Jahl. Almighty Allah accepted the dua for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. 2 years ago I was in Iran. These shayateen, what they did in Kashan, my brothers, those of you sitting on the fence, those who have sympathy for them, ask your conscience, ask your iman, O Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. What has happened to us? In Kashan, the shayateen have built a shrine for the person who murdered Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. His name was Firoz, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, and he was a fire worshipper. Fajr time, he stabbed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. The dua of Sayyidina Umar was accepted, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma zuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Ya Allah, give me death in the city of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So his dua is accepted. But what they did in Kashan, they put up a mazar and a shrine for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, which I saw myself, and they call it Baba Shuja'uddin. And they said, you did a great thing by murdering Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. These are the people. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. Do we know who Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu? From Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time, right up to Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's time, he has one distinction no one in the world will ever have. He married 2 daughters of the same Nabi, one after the other. Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha. Then Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiallahu anha. So remember, he's known as Dhun Nurain. The beloved son-in-law of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all that is rejected, and they dispatch him also to Jahannam. Brothers, think of Allah forbid. Think of what is happening outside. One of the most targeted people is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Let me explain to you 2 things of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivering a sermon and a khutbah. His beloved Nawasa and grandson Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu on a mimbar. Sometime Rahmatulil Alameen looking at the people, sometime looking at his beloved grandson. He was very young. Inna bni hada sayyid. This grandson of mine, Hassan radiallahu anhu. Therefore we use the word Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein is Shia terminology. The hadith terminology and Ahlu Sunnah's terminology is Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. These are the words Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used. Al Hassan wal Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, the hadith in Tirmidhi. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam look at his grandson and says, Inna bni hadha Sayyid, la'allallaha ay yusliha bihi bayna fiyataini min al-Muslimin. Allah will use him to reconcile among the Muslims. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. It's 17th Ramadan, the 40th year of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is martyred. And they in Iraq, I've been there as well, alhamdulillah. And brothers, after that, for 6 months, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the Khalifa and Amirul Mu'min. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is part of the Ahlul Bayt. We all accept that. They, the Shia, say their imams are ma'asoom. They never make a mistake. The same imam, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, abdicates his position, goes to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and hands over the mantle of leadership and khilafat to him. This is the year 41. Therefore, in our Islamic terminology, the year 41 is known as Amul Jama'ah, the year of unity. Everybody reconciled, one Khalifa, one Amirul Mu'minin, one ruler. Who was that ruler, brothers, sisters in Islam? Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He ruled this ummah from the year 41 right up to the year 60. 20 years he ruled this ummah. And today, openly, every day, they are cursing Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an, and they say, Allahumma al-an Muawiyah, Allahumma al-an Aba Sufyan. They curse Amir Muawiyah and his father Abu Sufyan radiallahu an, Allah forbid. So how can we tolerate all this? Our mother Siddiqa, this year, my brothers, 12th Rabiul Awwal, she has had different festivals in different parts of the world. And they were singing, Aisha finnar, Aisha finnar. Our mother for whom Almighty Allah revealed 16 verses in Surah Nur, Surah 24 verses 11 to 26. They say she dispatched Allah for birth to Jahannam. So brothers, we the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah need to understand it is our duty. Today we want to support this team and this team in cricket and soccer. This is not soccer and cricket and politics. This has to do with our aqeedah. In our aqeedah, there is no personal opinion. No, this is my opinion. Nay, these are issues. How will we face in Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, our mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, if we cannot defend their honor? Think of it seriously. Listen to these two incidents. Quran Kareem, Surah 9, verse 79. It is the battle of Tabuk taking place. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made announcement. Every one of you who's able to contribute, please, you must contribute. Some sahaba came very poor, 1 day, 3 days, 5 days. The munafiqeen and hypocrites said that you're wasting time. What is this 1 day and 3 days, 5 days going to help? Some people came with substantial amount. They said, Mura'in, you're just showing off. If they gave little bit, objection. They gave huge amount, again objection. When people objected and criticized the Sahaba, listen to what Allah says, my brothers. الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهُدَهُمْ. Those people who criticize the Sahaba, whilst they were donating and giving voluntarily, and from their meager income they were giving, فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. They were mocking and ridiculing the Sahaba. Allah says, Surah 9, verse 79. Allah says, you mock my beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam students. Sakhir Allahu minhum. Almighty Allah will mock them. Open the way for them little bit to Jannah before they reach. Straight away they land up in Jahannam. Walahum adabun alim. And for them is a terrible, painful punishment. Think about it. So it is our duty, my brothers. We are indebted to the Sahaba. Our honorable teachers teach us the Quran Sharif. They teach us the Hadith. How we love them. How you love Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah. Because he ignited in you the love for Almighty Allah. So imagine the Jamiat Ulama who taught us for 70 years here in South Africa or 60 years. Go back to Cape Town 350 years ago when Imam Tuan Guru and them came. When Sheikh Yusuf Makasa came. When the first Quran Sharif was written in Robben Island, how can we take all that and put it one side and say, no, the past 20, 30 years, we want to change everything. They want to change the Quran. Allama Baqir Majlisi, that's the name they gave him. He writes in Mir'atul Ukhul, this Quran Sharif is not the original Quran. The original Quran is with the 12th Imam and it comprises 17,000 verses. Openly, it's their books, it's not our books. Khomeini writes in Tawdihul Masail. Now it's 12:30, for example. You give a woman 100 rand, $100, and hapas one, finish. The muta is done, the prostitution is done, that is what they allow. Do you want your daughters and children to get involved in these things? Think about it, brothers. We're conscientizing the ummah to the best of our ability. Not for my personal gain, it's a matter of the ummah. We have to protect the integrity of the Sahaba. We have to promote it. And remember, don't have any doubts. You cannot rely on a history book and then you reject the Quran Sharif. You cannot rely on some history book and fairy tale and reject the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abdullah ibn Umar is the reporter radiallahu anhuma. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see those people reviling, criticizing, castigating my beloved companions, فَقُولُوا, you the ummah stand up and say, لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ, that Allah's curse is on you for the evil you are perpetrating. It is our duty. So my brothers, my message to you is very simple. We follow the same deen that we were following of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. People can come with fancy orators, with wonderful literature, but once it is against the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or they want to bring about doubts in our mind regarding the love for Sahaba, then openly we tell them, we're not interested. And let me make it clear in this masjid. I made it clear on radio, I made it clear in the fatawa, in my writings, I make it clear again today. Wallahi, any person who makes these kinds of statements against Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, against Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, against Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an, against Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, there are wallahi no two opinions. These type of people are totally out of the fold of Islam. So my brothers, the challenge is on. Do we know what's happening in our country? Last week I was in Cape Town. You must remember, if you go to Cape Town, you will find they're putting up a center which will serve not South Africa. It is meant to be the center of the Shias, Ahlul Bayt, as they call themselves, for the entire continent of Africa. Cape Town, South Africa will be the headquarters. $90 million are being spent. They're going to build the best university according to them, the best school, the best recreation facilities, free of charge. This ummah ma'al asafi shadeed. We have to speak the truth. This ummah today has forgotten yu'minuna bil ghayb. We forgot what is iman in the unseen. Is yu'minuna bil jayb. And where these free things, the ummah will flock there. The ummah are flocking today for mut'ah. How many people are getting involved in haram activity? This bayam way, we can just go get one day, hit and run, you know, playing cricket. So we get there 1 hour, hit and run and just come. Tip and run we used to play when we were small, you know. So now you hit and run. Brothers, this is a matter of iman. It's not something that we're playing a game. So understand, it is to do with the iman of your children, our grandchildren. So I beg you, brothers, sisters, remember daily, read this dua. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمًا. Ya Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated. After you gave us the guidance, and oh Allah, you envelope us in your mercy. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. May Almighty Allah keep us steadfast with the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and make our khatima on iman. Such iman that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for us. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum are pleased with us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الحمد لله رب العالمين.